Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 55 minutes or so. It is Thanksgiving week. It is the Monday of Thanksgiving week. And it's been a rough few years for a lot of people, and it remains a rough few years. I thought we would take an upbeat kind of note and have the mayor of the city of Pittsfield on, Peter Marchetti. He's also a friend of mine. And the issue is this. What are we thankful for? You know, there's so much turmoil and everything, but I'm thankful, and I mean this, for all the friendships that I have in this world. I just had friends last weekend visited. I started working with them in 2012, and they visited from the Philippines. This is their second or third visit. So let's be thankful for what we have. And with that, I would like to introduce the mayor of the city of Pittsfield. After all the counseling I gave him, he still ran for mayor. Peter Marchetti, how are you, Mr. Mayor?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm surviving. Let's leave it at that. I lost it, for the people who don't know, I lost my brother 2 days ago, and it's been kind of a rough and rumbled ride during these couple days. He doesn't live here; lives in Florida.
Yep.
But other than that, I have to say this, and I what a topic to start the Thanksgiving week with, but what a magnificent job Casella's doing and the toters. I drove down William Street, and they were just like you guys said you wanted them. So there we are. I think we've met the bear and wrestled it to the ground, perhaps.
Well, I think that we have. I think that we've also been very clear that there were going to be bumps in the road, and there were going to be issues that, we need to take care of, and we're dealing with them, as they come up. It's still too early to know. And we had a meeting with Casella a week ago, trying to say, okay, where are we at? Where do we need to make some improvements? Where are we hitting the mark? And I thought it was a good conversation. We doubled down on ensuring that we fix the issues that need to be fixed, and go from there. I don't know a lot of the numbers, but I know from a data standpoint, just in doing city to city comparison, the city of Pittsfield's recycling rates were lower than that of the city of Holyoke, and we have now surpassed them. So I don't know what the numbers are per se, and I think it's still kind of early.
Right.
And we'll present to the city council sometime in January all the updated information. Here's where we're at. Here's where the problems that we've seen. We've kind of put us into a second phase, if you will. We will now be tagging, or we were tagging all last week and all this week, people that aren't abiding by the rules.
I saw that, yeah.
I don't want to go too far down the road of letting anybody do anything they want to, because if we don't enforce it from the get-go, we're going to have issues. Well, you let me do it not then. How come I still can't do it now? And so we're seeing maybe 100 issues a day from a whole variety of things. I think that number is pretty decent, seeing the fact that we're probably picking up 3,500 households per day. Yeah. And those issues range from people are just still putting out bags. People are still putting out their personal toters and not the ones that we have supplied for them. Or they're putting garbage in the recyclables, or they're doing single stream recyclables, or they're just putting out the wrong recyclables for the week. And so we did a little bit of follow up, and I asked the question, putting out the wrong recyclable type, can't be something new just because we switched the way we do things. And they're like, oh no, we had those problems before. People didn't know what week it was and put out the wrong one. And those are probably averaging 40 of the 100.
Wow,
So,
that's
you know,
not bad.
I think we're doing well, and we'll continue to educate through enforcement to begin with. And then in a few weeks, we'll go from the education part of enforcement to the fine part of enforcement to kind of move people along. But I mean, I think we are meeting the marks of where we're at. And I'll go out on a limb and say, for those that were not, it's one of two reasons. That's either A, they misunderstand. And for the single stream stuff, I can kind of understand the confusion because you only gave me one tote. So therefore, I can put everything into one tote, even though all of the documentation still said we would say dual stream. Or the other is that you just have no intentions of getting on board because you don't think the rules apply to you. And so we'll kind of find our way through cleaning that up towards the end.
Well, the majority of all the people, at least going all the way down William Street and a couple of the side, only in a couple of occasions that I see people with their way overstuffed toters. But I would say probably 90% of the people had them like they wanted them, you know, separate. Some people have them right together, and as part of a public announcement here. That really slows up their process. They would like you to keep them separate because one's recyclable, one's trash. So, you know, as we go into Thanksgiving and the holidays, people have, and we're even thinking of perhaps getting a second toter for the holidays, trash. But it's, getting back to the Thanksgiving piece, you know, we've had a pretty darn good year in the city of Pittsfield, in my opinion. And of course, everybody knows this, but I have to repeat it. The views and opinions on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office, although he is here today, Peter White in the City Hall. And or the re God, thank God for those firemen and all the people connected with the forest fire or whatever you call it, brush fire. What a way to start your Thanksgiving week. But thank you for your courage and your bravery and your efforts, because I have bad lungs and I've been getting the warning, don't go out. And the smoke has been heavy. But other than that, Peter, what do you, it's been a pretty darn good year.
Yeah, it's interesting as we get close to the end of the year. It's hard to believe that I've been in office for 11 months. And you know, people will ask me all the time, "Hey, was it all that you thought it would be? Hey, do you like the job?" And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
You know, there are times that if you catch me in just the right mood, the answer would be no. But I think I've kind of taken the attitude that we've delivered on the promises that we said that we would deliver.
Yep.
We're learning new things on a regular basis. And the transition from being private citizen slash council president to mayor, I think went extremely well. There was some learning curves on personnel matters and matters that are routine stuff that the city council doesn't get involved in. But I mean, I have been delivering on what I've said, and you know, I probably thrive off of the public functions and seeing folks out in public. And you know, I think there are three types of people, and one is just, hey, you're doing a great job. There's one that is, hey, you're doing a great job, but have you thought about this? And I really don't want to bother you right now because you're here, there, or somewhere. And then there's the folks that are, you could do better. Here's how. And they don't care where they're delivering that message. I could be out at a family birthday party and they'll deliver the message. But I think for the most part, it's been a pleasure to serve so far. And every job has its days. So,
And I can.
and this job has its days too. But, I think the staff across the board has been doing phenomenal work. And I know there are some critics of certain positions and certain jobs. And it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback on the sidelines and not fully know all the details or all that's involved in making those decisions or fostering those projects. And I think that, what I'd really be thankful for is I think we've done a tremendous job of opening the lines of communication
I do.
across the board, right? The mayor's office to the community, the mayor's office to department heads, departments to the community, mayor council, council mayor, although there's still some areas where we can make improvements there. And I think that we need to continue to focus on information and looking at new ways to approach things, right? Hey, I can't believe you're going to tackle trash. Do you know that's been done so many times before and it's failed miserably? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that if I was you. Okay, well, let's take a different approach. Let's have some public meetings. Let's inform the council. Let's educate the council. Let's get some input from the council. Let's get some input from the public. And we knew as we were doing it. There are 17,500 households or 17,500 opinions. You're not gonna solve every one, but I think that we're there. We talked at the beginning of the year when we had our joint school committee city council meeting, and we started talking about the financial status of the city. I took a slightly different approach and said, okay, let's talk about how a tax bill becomes a tax bill. So when we say, Pittsfield has the highest taxes, please define for me what that statement means. Because if you're saying Pittsfield has the highest tax rate, that may be a true statement. And when we did our research over the last 5 years, Pittsfield was anywhere from number one seat to as low as the number four seat, but tax rate was pretty high. Tax bills, we ranked between 10 and 14th amongst the county, and property values, we ranked fairly low in comparison to other communities in the county. And a tax bill is defined by the tax rate and the value of your property. And so as the value of your properties go up, the tax rate comes down, but that doesn't necessarily mean that your tax bill comes down because it depends on how much one goes up as compared to the other one that goes down. And, when we look at this year's tax scenario that was passed at the last council meeting, an average property whose value now is at 295,000 compared to about 260,000 a year ago, so a $30,000 increase in the average property in the city. The rate went down 51 cents per thousand, but the average tax bill is going up $354. And that's based on the property value increase. They put out a random sampling of here's a random sample of houses, and most of those houses were either members of the city council, the mayor, and members of the finance team. And my house is the very first one on the list in the list of random sampling. And my property, value increased $80,000 from last year to this year, which will provide me with a 24.5% tax increase. And it's the property value, right? So if folks think that their property value is not real,
Right.
there's a method in place to appeal that. But when I look at how the assessments happen, and then I look at the sales that have been taking place around me for the last 18 to 24 months, homes are selling for $400,000 and $500,000 in my neighborhood.
Yep.
So my house may not be worth $400,000, but at the rate the market's going, someone will offer me $400,000 to buy my house.
Yeah.
And so, we don't want to see a complete crash of the market, but it would be good to see a slowing of the market increases.
And again, we go back to the same thing. We when property values are low, someone who's like us, we've owned our house for over 40 years. Sooner or later, we're going to try to probably downsize a bit. And I would like the property values to be high when I do that. Very selfish, but it's true. And then to do that, I got to pay the taxes. And I've been paying the taxes for 40 years. So, going back, one of the really what I like is what's happened. And you've said it early in the show. You have your own TV program. You're very accessible. You're on the street. The first Friday situations. I mean, people are moving to Pittsfield. They're not, yeah, there are people leaving, but they're not leaving. They're leaving because of weather, or they're leaving because of family, or they're just, they can't afford the state. It's not just Pittsfield, it's the Commonwealth. I just think we have a this Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for. I hear people complain, well, up in wherever, I don't want to mention any towns because somebody will track it down and say, well, their tax rate. But look at what we get. And I'm not, listen, I don't like paying taxes any more than anybody else. We have a permanent fire department that can respond to anywhere in the city of Pittsfield within 6 minutes. We have a permanent police department who are very well trained and doing a great job. We have a parks and recreation people that are worth their weight in gold. We have city workers to plow our snow, fix our streets. I guess I've said this before, and I don't know if it's even possible. When I used to work, every well, I can't remember was semi-annual or quarter, they would give us a breakdown of, what we were worth, like what insurance and all that. And I would love to see what are we actually paying for trash? What because we Peter, and if you please take this for a minute, we're paying a lot of money to get rid of trash.
We were well over $5 million for trash collection and recyclable, and maybe 5 years ago that number was 3 million. So, I what's the approach that we're taking is how do we continue to provide the service,
Right.
but to provide it in a more efficient, less costlier way. Right. And I know we've talked about this before, or at least the city council meetings talked about it before. We applied for a community compact grant that we received that talks about, we're going to talk about how to make government more efficient. Well, we've had our initial conversations with the Collins Center. We have a draft proposal, and the grant was worth $50,000. It's not going to allow us the opportunity to do the entire city, but we're going to focus to begin with on public services. And How are we providing the services the most efficient way at the least costliest way? And so when we were meeting with a consultant to begin talking about what my vision was or what I would like to see, we talked about all the things within the department. And then I said, also, I want to understand this piece. And I said, a long time ago, we decided that parks would go under public services. And now parks does both parks and school grounds maintenance. And well, our building maintenance department has something to do with parks, but not the same something to do with parks as the parks people that work in the public services department. And oh, by the way, we have an open space and recreation manager and an activities director that works in a third department. And so I'm not sure how that makes sense, and I'm not sure how that provides the most efficient way of doing things. And then, oh, by the way, what's the difference between open space and parks versus conservation land? And so as we go through that process, where are we? I had brought back former Commissioner Taurosi to do a very short, simple review of the department. And one of my concerns, and we've talked about this before as well, if we go back 20 years ago, we had a Commissioner of Public Utilities and we had a Commissioner of Public Works.
Right.
And somewhere along the ways, we decided that we could just combine those and put all of the work that two people used to do into one. And if you look back over this time frame, there's been struggles and issues with every public works director since they were merged together. Is it too much work? Or is it too much to oversee, or where's that case? And so, we have already tried to make some changes in there. And, former Commissioner Taurosi convinced me that one commissioner would work just fine if you hired a deputy commissioner that worked underneath the commissioner. And the commissioner takes the high level strategic piece, and the deputy commissioner takes the HR on the ground day-to-day task piece. And we had already had a business manager. So, how do you define the business manager and the deputy commissioner's jobs differently? And now you have a structure where it's not falling onto one person, where there's so much stuff falling that some stuff slips through the cracks. And so, we are in the process of interviewing for both of those positions and hope to have them filled after the first of the year. But it's trying to find ways. And sometimes you may need to add a position or spend a little money upfront in order to provide a more efficient structure later. And so that's what we're going to attempt to do. Creating a budget. This was my first time in the mayor seat looking at the budget process from a creation standpoint, not a review standpoint as a city councilor. But there's also the post piece where we can then talk about what happened at the end of the budget season, right? What departments turned back how much money. And let's take a deep dive as to why they had that kind of money to turn back, or why they didn't have that money to turn back. And so when we say we have a spending problem, I'm asking the question, is it a spending problem or a budgeting problem? Or is it a revenue problem? And I don't think that you can look at one of those all by itself and say, hey, this is just one issue. I think it's multifaceted. I think we need to look at it at a whole host of areas. And so I think This year's budget process will be different than last year's budget process based on the experience I've had in the last year and some of the things that I've seen from a different perspective, right? I know that we just had our free cash certified, a pretty healthy number, $8.1 million. So that leads us in a good place. Our enterprise funds retained earnings. On the water side, we're doing well. On the sewer side, it, in my opinion, is dangerously low. So how do we focus on that and address that and work through that? And I guess I shouldn't be shocked because, you know, we've talked about our water and sewer rates over time, and you know, we've had some pretty significant increases over the last 5 years. And so it's understandable of the reserves would be low based on the projects and stuff that we've that's been happening. And I think that when you provide a tax increase, it's important to be saying why,
Yeah.
right? And you know, I thought that this year's budget, we made reductions. It wasn't business as usual. We made some reductions in some departments. It wasn't, oh, in order to go from what we had last year to this year, you need to increase it by X percent, and that's all we're doing. We made some reductions in police. We made some reductions in fire. We made some reductions in building maintenance and in public works and utilities and public service. But we made those strategically based on some of the stuff. So some of the reductions that were made in regards to public services and public utilities came based on the trash proposals or things that we were looking at doing differently. And we need to continue to do that into the future to make sure that we're doing the community justice and making sure they get what they want, right? And I think that's the important piece. Are we delivering the services that you want? And if that's yes, then there's a consequence that goes with that and called taxes. If we're providing things that you don't want, then that's easy to rectify and eliminate.
I think, and I've said this before, and you've said it too, we need to be careful with the mantra of cut taxes, cut taxes. Nobody wants to pay. But let's make the linkage. A lot of our taxes, if we cut them, will directly affect our personal services.
Correct.
Whether it's trash pickup, police coverage, fire department. I know these are hard times for a lot of people. They're not easy for any of us, but I think, again, to go back to the theme of being thankful, at least, Peter, you and your team are not saying the famous civil service motto. We've always done it that way. You're at least looking into alternatives. And that, you know, that's, I guess, why one of the reasons you were elected too, because you said you were going to do that. You said you're going to address the trash problem. And I think people are looking, and I, not to go nationally, but people are looking for change, and they're looking for, and I have to say this, and this is my personal opinion. The transparency of this administration is amazing. He's on this show. He's got his own show. He's everywhere you go. He tries to be at every event. And I don't know, again, what more any of us can ask of a human being other than what he's trying to do. Every day. And it's, believe me, Peter and I have, you know, we may be friends, but that we have had discussions in the past where we always didn't agree, but we agreed to disagree.
Well, and I think that that's true with a number of people. And the one thing that is most challenging about this job is to take a criticism. And just because you don't act on the criticism doesn't mean you didn't listen to it. Right. And I think that's a place that we need to get to, that just because I didn't do something doesn't mean that you weren't listened to and heard.
Right.
It may just mean that we have to agree to disagree and go on to the next issue, which we know we're going to agree on, or we do agree on.
We're gonna take a break. We come back, we're gonna talk about really good stuff about what all of us are thankful for, I hope and pray, and that is we have a wonderful nation. And I know this upsets some of you, but I have to do this, not for me, but for others. This is my flag and it's your flag. You may not like it right now, you may be angry, I don't know. I have friends that are buried under this flag. I have acquaintances that are buried under this flag. And if you ever take advantage of Memorial Day and drive through a cemetery, there are a lot of people at one point in their life signed on the dotted line to die if they needed to for this flag. All I'm asking you to do is don't desecrate it. Don't spit on it. Don't burn it. Don't stomp it on the ground. It's been through too much, and too many have given too much for it to fly without being desecrated. We'll be right back. I am here with Peter Marchetti. This is the Monday of Thanksgiving week, and I have a lot to be thankful for in my life, and I know all of us do. And sometimes we need to remember that. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on the Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm here with the mayor of the city of Pittsfield, Peter Marchetti. It is thanks Monday of Thanksgiving week. We are so happy to be with you today. You know, we talked about some of the successes that the mayor has had since he's going to be unbelievable. And in January, he's going to have been mayor for a year. And in that year, he's got, in my opinion, he's got stuff done that I thought was important. Number one being trash. I was so sick of hearing about it. And it appears to be, to the casual observer, working out very well. I know the Polish princess and I have adapted to it and we're happy with it. So, but you know, it's Thanksgiving week, and Peter, since you've been mayor, what's one of the many things I'm sure that, but what's one thing that you've been thankful for?
Well, I think it starts with the staff in City Hall. You know, I think many times the people that are working behind the desk are never acknowledged or never recognized. And I think that's true no matter where you go. When I was working at the bank, you know, I would highlight often that one of the most important positions in the bank was that of the bank teller.
Absolutely.
And why? because they were the ones that interacted with the customers on a regular basis. You know, I might see a customer, but they see every customer that walks in, whether they're to perform a teller transaction or not, they're there. So when you think about the clerks in the tax collector's office taking the payments, who get yelled at because the tax bill is too high, those people have nothing to do with the tax bill. They're just the receiver of the funds and process the payments. The folks in the clerk's office, the folks upstairs in community development, you know, the folks in the assessor's office that help folks with their excise tax issues and their assessment issues. And so, you know, them, and I'm kind of the person that if I need something that's down the hallway, I'm going to go get it. I don't need to send someone from my office to walk down and get an envelope. And so it's always nice to just pop in and have a conversation. And I think there's my family that have, you know, stood by me through both the campaign and now serving. And, you know, it's always funny when you get a text from someone in the family that says, oh, they're beating you up on Facebook today. And I just respond back, oh, is today any different than yesterday? Yeah. You know, and so sometimes they're not really fully understanding what's happening. And so maybe it's not really hurting me, but it's hurting them because they're, someone's beating me up about something and geez, that's not fair. And they don't know what they're talking about. And, but, you know, we have taken the piece of saying, hey, stand back, because I'm not about to get into Facebook social right. media wars with people. You're entitled to your opinion. Yep. I'll find a way to correct the record if you're putting out not factual information. Then, you know, I think my friends, right? Dennis has taken on a role of being on public display every place that we go, and having to listen to a toter complaint or a tax complaint or whatever the case may be. And a lot of my friends, right? We just had a lunch a couple days ago where a group of us that, you know, were worked on the campaign and stuff got together for a lunch and just kind of play catch up. And, you know, those folks poured a lot of sweat and mileage on their shoes to help with the campaign and to spread a message. And so, I mean, I think that when I look at the big picture, sure, I could point to things in 2024 that were devastating. I could point to things in 2022 that were devastating. I can point to things in 2020 yeah. that was devastating. And it seems to be that I have a cycle of, deaths in the family that come every 2 years. But, you know, even looking at it from that perspective,
yeah,
you know, kind of thankful that, you know, my dad passed away at 79, almost 80 years old. So we got a lot of time together. We, you know, I got to have that relationship.
Sure.
You know, you've heard me talk at veterans events where there's part of my dad that I didn't get to know because we didn't talk about it. But my dad died when he was almost 80. I was 55. I have friends whose dad passed away when they were 3 yeah. and never had that experience, right? So yes, it's sad and yes, it hurts, but on the other side, let's look at the opportunity and the time that we had to spend together and kind of focus on that. Because if you focus on the fact that they're not here,
right,
you know, it doesn't matter whether it was 6 months ago, 6 days ago, 6 years ago. You could have that moment that oof, it just hit me and you're gonna have yourself a good cry, right? But I think focusing on the positive times and focusing on the memories has to be the way that you go forward, because if you focus on all of the negative aspects of it or the sad aspects, it's gonna wear you down.
And I agree. I what I try to do when I have a situation like that is remember the good times, you know, the Thanksgivings, the Christmas, the 4th of July's. My father was a firefighter, so 4th of July was always a huge, huge time because we had the firemen's muster when I was a kid and the parade. I often think back on my youth and the Thanksgivings of my youth and all the from my grandparents to my aunts to my they're all gone, but it's those. And I try to tell people, I'm trying to be word this properly because there's been a lot of division and meanness and hate speech and all kinds of crazy stuff. But and sometimes it's really involved family and friends. And maybe it's my background and my service to country and stuff, but you could be gone in an instant. And is the song is your little issue now worth not going to Thanksgiving dinner? I've heard people, I've seen people on Facebook. I'm not going because my brother-in-law is an idiot and he voted for, or I'm not going. Well, you know what? I just lost my brother. Last year, he was at the Thanksgiving Day table. This year, he won't be. I want people to think about, be thankful for your family.
Well, and when you think about those things, right? So, my folks became snowbirds in 2022. And so, I have not had a Thanksgiving dinner with my mom or dad since 2022 because they were in Florida. I was here. Mom's moved back. And so, this will be the first Thanksgiving dinner in 22 years that
That's
we've had together. And right away I was like, what do I bring? What do you want me to bring? And so, it'll be something new, right? It's now a new tradition. For 30 years of my life, mom cooked Thanksgiving dinner. Well, mom left. It was my sister and I, her brother. I cooked dinner, and when I cook Thanksgiving dinner, I have a picture that hangs in my hallway that says, friends are the family that we choose to be our own. And so, my Thanksgiving dinner has blood family and it has friend family at the same time. And if someone well and they're all by themselves, why do you let them sit home by themselves,
Right.
right? And in some cases it's, well, I don't really want to crash your family dinner. You're not crashing, you were invited. So it's those kind of things that, like, life is ever changing. And, just because you've never done it like that before doesn't mean that you can't try something different. And, I think that's the motto. And honestly, like a year ago, we were in transition. We asked for a job. We promised to do a job. We were very thankful last year that the people afforded me the opportunity to be able to begin this job. And still today, thankful that I'm in the job and I feel like I'm making headway. I don't want to be Pollyannish. There's an awful lot still to do. And in some cases, I stare at a report or I stare at blank space and say, oh my God, there is no solution to this problem. But all right, let's start thinking outside the box, right? So we know that we have a mental health and a substance use issue. We know that we have a homeless situation. And we know that there isn't an immediate fix, but we also know that we're making progress with the development of transitional housing. And, we're about to break ground on two different housing projects.
Yes.
Now, they're not there now, but they're coming. And, it's a really complicated situation of dealing with an encampment because there's the guilt if you make them move.
Right.
But on the flip side, depending upon what's happening in that space, from a public piece and really from a sanitation piece, is it the right thing to have happen? So if you have an encampment and folks are using a spot of that encampment as toilets, what is that sanitation problem being?
Right.
And if there's food and such, does it create the interest of the rats to come check things out? And then do you have that problem that you have to deal with? And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. And if you move them from one place, it only means they're going to show up someplace else.
Exactly.
And then you move them from that place, and they're going to show up someplace else. So there is no solution. And we need to double down and start thinking outside the box of what are those solutions? And, last year we worked with ServiceNet to ensure that we had a warming center at night. So maybe I couldn't help you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but at 10 o'clock at night, I could provide you with a warm place to sit at night.
Right.
Ideal situation? Not really. But did it kind of temporarily solve a problem? Yes. So we just have to keep thinking outside the box and looking for ways to make improvements and continue to be accessible and willing to have conversations with folks across the board, because if you're not willing to have conversations with everyone, the person with the solution may be the person that you least expect it from.
It's been my experience in my life, in various countries all over the world. It was that I can double down on that. It was the least person I least expected to be a contributor, actually not only contributor, but gave us the pathway to solving the problem. And I think all of us just need to sit back, not be so critical. Of each other and be thankful for each other. I mean, I truly mean that. Maybe I'm an old man. Well, not maybe I'm an old man. I am an old man. But thanks,
I'm
Pete, for not.
right behind you.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is that I the meanness, the nastiness that I've seen. Even I still I get it myself from these programs. And I volunteer to do this. I don't have to be insulted by a complete stranger. Peter will do it. I mean, that's what friends are for. But no, and I hope this Thanksgiving people sit down at the table, and if they, it's most especially, and I know this is going to get some criticism, most especially if you're battling because of the election,
Right.
because it's over the water over the bridge. You've casted your vote. You either won or you lost. But it should never separate family. It should never, ever separate friends, because both are irreplaceable. And like I said, I learned it a long time ago in Vietnam. You're here right now. You may not be here 5 minutes from now. So I take that very serious. I take friendships very seriously, as much as I take my Irish mother, nothing comes above or before family.
Right. Well, and I mean, I think that's the motto that we all try to live by, but I think we definitely see it on the national stage that it is a country divided
Yeah.
on a whole host of things. And I sometimes wonder if we're really that divided, especially on the financials piece. And I think that we saw for a long time that the city was extremely divided, and
Absolutely.
I hope we're making inroads to some healings and adopting the motto of yes, we can disagree, but it's not the end of the world.
Or not be disagreeable.
But in government, I just take a city council agenda, right? The agenda could be as small as 10 items or as large as 50. Well, if I'm the mayor and I'm going to be like, well, Councillor so and so, you voted against me this time, so therefore I'm done with you. Geez, what am I doing on the other 9 or 49 issues? And what am I doing the next meeting? And so again, listening and having conversations is important. And folks have to understand, just because we don't see eye to eye doesn't mean that you weren't heard. And I think that that's the piece that, as we've been trying to open the door of communication, that's the piece that, geez, just because I'm not doing what you want me to do doesn't mean that I'm not doing.
Yeah, and again, the piece of what are we thankful for? When we sit down at that table, and I have to say, this is an aside. When Peter said he's cooking dinner, he is cooking. He's a hell of a cook. So, I mean, I kid with him, but he really is. But when we sit down at that dinner table, what do you think? I just want those people who I heard two people the other day just not going to go because of the election. I don't want to harp on it, but I do because no one's guaranteed tomorrow. No one's guaranteed next Thanksgiving. You're going to the same person you're mad at today over something you have no control over. You used your control, you either won or you lost. And I just want people to get back to being civil with each other. You know?
I think within the city we're getting there.
Oh, you no, I but it's quick wars. I got a lady probably a little younger than me ran up the back of me. One day this week at a shopping at a grocery store. And I walked with a cane, so I had the cane in the cart. And she and what I believe it was intentional. I couldn't ever prove it. But she told me she was really in a hurry and that I needed to move along. And I said, really? I have a cane and a cart. How fast do you think I can go? So that's what I mean about
Yeah.
being
Well,
just.
because life has become, how do I get from point A to point B as fast as I can? Because the world may end, and folks, we've got plenty of time.
Yeah. Peter, as we come to a close, any special thank yous you want to put out there?
I mean, I think we've kind of covered it in some sense, but again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve, and would just encourage folks to, take a time out and enjoy a couple hours. We talk about cooking. To me, it's the my Christmas is my holiday, but Thanksgiving is the one that is the best to cook for, because your house smells great for hours and
Yeah.
hours, and then it seems like you're doing all this work, and then whoof, it's all done. We ate dessert. It's time to go. But kind of take the time to enjoy the whole experience from the moment you start cooking to the moment that your last guest arrives, and everything in between, and for all the other people, the same thing.
And I want to thank all the people who have listened to me and responded, even the ones that weren't nice. At least you listened and you had your opinion. And I want to thank my family and all of my friends for all the years we've been through things together, births of children, graduations of children, and all this stuff. And I would just ask that this Thanksgiving, like Peter said, if you know somebody who might be alone, or even if you can't have them, call them, visit, do something, because there are I am finding more and more people who are really lonely, and what we can do. The last thing is, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the people who last Thursday contributed to the WTBR Radiothon. It's not too late. If you have a contribution, feel free to make it and bring it over there. Send it over to Federico Drive. We really do appreciate it, and we really are trying at this station and PCTV to give you the best community radio and television we can. Peter, what can I say? Have a great Thanksgiving.
You as well.
And thank you for everything you do for the city. And that's very important for us to remember. He gives up a lot of his lifetime for the city. Everybody, God bless. Take care of each other. In the big scheme of things, each other, that's all that we have. And happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Happy, and wish your whole staff there happy Thanksgiving for me.
Will do.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody. Keep on.